Thanksgiving week, here we are. Psalm 100 on the screen. Can you see it? There you can. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. So shout for joy. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. All the earth. The all of creation, even. Worship the Lord with gladness. Hopefully we're doing that today. Come before Him with joyful song. We've been doing that. And know that the Lord is God. To know that. It is He who made us, and we are His. Aren't you glad He made you? Aren't you glad that you're His? Thank the Lord for it. And we're to enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I don't know about you. I think most of you would agree. But I certainly think we're a people and a nation that has been blessed by God. We can talk all about our problems, and we have plenty, and I know we could go that way. But I also know we are a people and a nation that's been blessed tremendously by Almighty God. It's that time of year again. We're making Christmas lists. You hear that? Kids hear that. Adults do that. We make lists. You know, checking your list or whatever, checking it twice, whatever all that's about. You make a Christmas list. Then before long, it'll be a new year. I'm still kind of stuck back in April or something of 17, but I mean, whew, time's flying on. But it'll be 18 before long. And then everybody will talk about what? New Year's resolutions and all that. I quit that a long time ago. I never did keep them. So it's just like that'll be coming. These resolutions will be coming, a Christmas list. But how many make a Thanksgiving list? A Thanksgiving list that it's Thanksgiving. It's a holiday too. Do you make a Thanksgiving list? I don't think they're near as popular as a Christmas list or New Year's resolutions or what have you. Here's some things that wives said they were thankful for automatic dishwashers, because they make it possible for us to get out of the kitchen before the family comes back and for their after-dinner snacks. Excuse me. Wife said for husbands who attack small repair jobs around the house because they usually make them big enough to call in the professionals. I know that's not you, men, but I could qualify. For children who put away their things and clean up after themselves, there's such a joy you hate to see them go home to their own parents. Yeah. Thankful for smoke alarms because they let you know when the turkey's done. Now this next one's a little harder maybe for you to swallow, but the end is good. I'm thankful for the taxes I pay. Just hang on, it's coming. I'm thankful for the taxes I pay. Because it means I'm employed. See, that helps us with that first part, doesn't it? The clothes that fit too snug, because it means I have plenty to eat. Thankfulness. We know it's not just a week. We know it's not just a day. We know it's a lifestyle for the Christian person, for the people who are redeemed, for the people who are born again. We know we can take those promises in the Word of God and apply them to our life, that we can trust in Jesus because what He says is true. So we can look at life. We have life today. We have health today. We have family. We have friends around us. We have a nation, despite all its flaws, it's still the best nation on the face of the earth. And then we get to the most important thing of life, and that's salvation. We can be thankful for God the Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit. We can be thankful that a Savior, Jesus Christ, was willing to listen to the Father and obey the Father and die on Calvary's cross for our sin. So if you don't have anything else to be thankful for, you can pick the very highest of all things to be thankful for, and that is a Savior. We hear a lot about underprivileged this and underprivileged that, and people go all kinds of ways with that in our land today. But if you go really back a long way, and you want to talk about underprivileged, think about the Mayflower. Think about the people who really started this tradition, if you want to call it that, or thanksgiving to Almighty God. They had a point, and society wasn't telling them what to do. Because they didn't have a permanent home, really. They certainly didn't have a government agency to tell them how to live and what to do. Their means of transportation was their legs. They didn't have any money. If they had any money, they didn't have no place to go spend it. Now, that's going back, you say, so far back in history. Well, yes, it is. But their food came from the sea or the forest or the land there. They didn't have Walmart to go to. No money, no place to spend it. But they were thankful. They were thankful people. And they didn't have much, and time sure has changed. Well, yes, but look at the next slide. They had these things and much, much more. They had initiative. They had courage. They had a willingness to work. And they had great faith in God. And you put those little statements together in your personal life, you put them together in your family's life, you put them together at your job, you put them together in the church, you put them together any place you want to put them together, and you have results. And certainly way back when, these folks off the Mayflower had initiative, and they had courage, and they had a willingness to work, and they had faith in God. Peyton was a little pilgrim, I understand, up at the Methodist church. And evidently her and Janae had a conversation, and Janae said, "Do you know, however many years ago, I was the little pilgrim, and I dressed just like that." And Peyton said, No, I'm the pilgrim." There's just no way that Janae could have been a pilgrim all those years ago, but Peyton said, "No, I'm the pilgrim." And you say, well, you're going so far back, it's pitiful. Well, no, it's not pitiful. It's people then and today that have initiative and courage and a willingness to work and faith in God that accomplish things. And we need those today like people did years ago. So you say, well, it's a holiday, it's another time. You know, there wasn't really a battle there. It's nobody's birthday anniversary. It's a day that's set aside for us to give thanks to Almighty God. You won't hear that in many places. You might watch the parade. You might do whatever your traditions are. But we're to thank God for the things we have at Thanksgiving. We don't need to make it go a million other directions. 1789, George Washington made a public proclamation. And this is what it says: "By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress," now did you catch that? "Both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to." The both houses of Congress can't agree on what's white and what's black. They can't agree on anything this day and time. Excuse me, that's a side note. "Whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many favors of Almighty God. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all that's good, that was, that is, or that will be." Why don't we have something like that today? You say, well, it's already done so many years ago. We need to hear it again. We need to hear it again that we're thankful not just to be out here in space someplace. We're thankful to who? To Almighty God. Amen. We're thankful to Almighty God. And yes, a lot of people I know were thankful for many things they help us with and in the church and all that. But a week, a day for people to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Really, the little children this morning, they were certainly cute and they had a mouthful to say. And I probably wasn't even nowhere close to be prepared. But here they are. And, you know, what's Thanksgiving to them? You know, what's Thanksgiving to us? Are we thankful? And you say, well, you beat that horse to death, preacher. You know, you got to pray, you got to read the word, and you're supposed to be thankful. I'll just keep on beating that same drum as long as I'm alive, I guess. You know, we are to pray. We are to be thankful. We are, and we truly need to be thankful to Almighty God. And we need to have the initiative and the courage and the willingness to work and great faith in God to still do His will today. Be thankful. But it seems like this day and time that it goes the opposite way. The more we get, the less thankful we are. The less mindful of God that we are. We want more and more and more, it seems. Are we thankful? You know, I've asked myself that question this past week. Am I thankful? And I believe I can stand before you and before God and truly say, yes, I am very thankful. And I think the Lord knows that. And as these children, I said, so you're telling me you got all these toys and you're just spoiled rotten. And they just look at me, you know. We're all spoiled rotten. Anybody in here not spoiled rotten? Stand up. Nobody started to. We live in a great land. We're blessed by Almighty God. Well, I mean, yes, we go through trials. We go through hardships. We go through things that aren't fun in life. But we are blessed by Almighty God. We're blessed to have each other. We're blessed to have our family, our church family. We're blessed to have children in the church, as Bill said. We're blessed to have senior saints in the church. We're blessed with life and health and so many things. And oh, we need to be thankful. You say, well, preacher, do you have anything else to say this morning? Oh, we need to be thankful. I'm just going to keep beating that drum till I quit too. We must be thankful to Almighty God and express that to Him. We can express it together as the body of Christ. We can sing the songs. We can raise a hand and praise the Lord. We can worship Him in our heart and our spirit. But then when you're all alone, when you're getting ready to go to bed, or as soon as you get up, or sometime during the day, the whole church body's not there. It's just you. You're away from your wife and your kids or someplace. Just you and God. And then you can really be thankful. Then you and God's all alone. And you can pray in the name of Jesus and have an entrance right up to the very throne room of God Almighty. And pray in the name of Jesus to the one who created heaven and earth and created you. And man, you've got direct access to God the Father. And you can thank Him and praise Him. And the preacher's not around. The musicians are not around. Nobody's around. Just you and God. And you can have the one-on-one time with God that you know and He knows. That relationship is sweet. That you're thankful to Him for all He's done. Just one-on-one. Be thankful. I know you are, but we're all human, we're all spoiled in the land we live in, and we need to be reminded. Psalm 100 here, it was written to the people of Israel, and God said to them, when you come into the promised land, when you settle in your homes and you have plenty to eat and everything's going good, don't you forget me. Don't forget me. All right? We know through time, history, the Word of God, that they had trouble with that. They would forget God. They would forget to be thankful. They would go do some crazy things, and God would have to remind them over and over again. Get on the right track. Be thankful. This is what I've said. He had to remind them. And we today bear witness to the same thing. We have to be reminded, all of us, that, listen, I took you into this land flowing with milk and honey. I've blessed you richly. And hey, what are you doing forgetting me? Don't you forget me. So the people of Israel had to be reminded, and we have to be reminded today not to forget him. Well, do I have enough turkey coming up here for Thursday, Friday, whenever? I think we're celebrating on Friday as a family. Do I have enough turkey to gorge myself? Yeah, there'll be plenty. Do I have enough money in the bank to feel okay? Am I healthy? Has God blessed? And yes, but the psalmist here, he reminds us that at any moment now, as quick as this, a second, that wasn't very loud, but as quick as that, things can change. That quick. And he's saying, if you have all A, B, C, and D on your list, you feel pretty good and be thankful, but that's not the real reason you're thankful. Because anything at any time could happen. Boom. Right here's a good example. I followed you the other day. Gary Hodgins riding a motorcycle, and forgive me if I get too on you here. I don't mean to point you out. But that quick, Gary was gone. And your world changed forever. That quick. See, that brings it home. Well, yes, I have some turkey, and I have a little money in the bank to get by on, and I'm healthy and all this, but things can change. And I thought of Ray and Betty and their family, and just the other day, here was the funeral right before us. And things had went downhill in life, and the doctor says it's just a matter of time. And those two situations are different, but yet the same. Life changes, and it'll never be the same. So today, the psalmist says, listen, things can change quick, folks. Things can change so quickly. But be thankful to God. And it's not on how much money you got in the bank. It's not if you've got A, B, C, and D on your list. We're to be thankful. We're to be thankful to God that He is the provider of every blessing that we have. And to show Him our thanksgiving. Well, the next slide says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. The first phrase there, shout to the Lord, all the earth. He's saying, I want you to proclaim. I want you to shout. I want you to proclaim like a blast of a trumpet. You know what that sounds like? A trumpet. I want you to proclaim it because something's in your heart. Something's down in there deep, and you got it from God, and God's blessed you, and you need to have the initiative and the courage and the willingness to proclaim and faith in God. You need to proclaim it like a trumpet. Shout. Shout for joy. He might have solved your problem. He might be walking through holding your hand because death has come and very real to your family. He might be giving you direction. He might be providing blessings. Proclaim how good He is. He's good all the time, and all the time He is good. Amen? So He's saying express that. Shout it out. And then the next slide, you see it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, now what did it say here? Did it say, serve Ron Leonard, the preacher? Serve the organization? No, it says, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. And we want to serve the Lord. And when we serve the Lord, you'll help the preacher. When you serve the Lord, you'll help the church. When you serve the Lord, but he's saying, serve the Lord. Put the Lord in His rightful place. And then go feed the hungry. Then go clothe the naked and that kind of thing. Jesus says here in Matthew 25, "Inasmuch as you have done unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." And that's kind of what Psalm 100 is saying too. Whatever you do, serve the Lord with gladness. Excuse me, the next slide. Come before him with joyful song. Come before him with joyful song. We've tried to do that this morning. And if you look at these first three right here, God's saying to me and to you maybe, look at it, I think he's saying, I want you to be happy. I want you to be full of joy. I want you to be happy. I want you to shout with joy. I want you to serve with gladness. And I want you to come before me with joyful song. And then the next slide says, know that the Lord is God. Know that the Lord's God. Know who he is. The same God who took our very bones and joints and some way wove that all together and with the muscle and said, I'm going to put some skin on there. The very God who created mankind. He says, I want you to know who I am. I've given you a body. I've given you eyes to see. I've given you a brain to think with. I've given you hands to work. I've given you all these things. I made you the way I want you to be. And he's still making us. He's still molding us. Paul wrote in Philippians 1, 3, and 6, I thank my God every time I remember you, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God, your maker. God made you in his image. And he says, give me thanks. And he is certainly do that. We're the people, his people, the sheep of his pasture. There's the next slide. You know where the still water is? You know where the green pastures are? A lot of times we think we do. A lot of times we start out and we end up in a far country too, because we just thought that we knew where that still water was and green pastures. And he says to every one of us today, listen, you be the sheep. All right? You be the sheep. And Jesus says, let me be the shepherd. You be the sheep and you follow. Jesus says, I'll be the shepherd. And I'll lead. And that's how it needs to be. I'll be beside you, Jesus says. I'll lead you to the still water. I'll lead you to the green pasture. Let me do the leading. So he's with us wherever we go. In the Old Testament here, if you went into the presence of God and people came into the temple through the courtyard and all that, they said that was the presence of God. Today we know that God's every place. He's with us in every facet of life. He's with us no matter if we're cooking the meal, we're watching the baby, if we're at work or if we're in church. He is with us. So our source of thanksgiving is God. It's not if I have A, B, C, and D that I want. The source of our thanksgiving is God and who he is. If I have A, B, C, and D, great. If I don't have everything I want, that's not it. That's not why I'm thankful. I'm thankful because God has made me, because God is in control, because God is the very source of thanksgiving. What if we treated God? What if God treated us the way we treat him sometimes? You see, the story would change. You know, what if we didn't see another flower? How about that, Judy? You wouldn't see another flower. Life would be simpler for me if she didn't see another one. If she didn't want a butterfly garden. Y'all didn't think much of that. I can tell how you're looking. What if we didn't see another flower? Because we just fussed every time it rains. Well, I can't believe it's raining out there. I can't do whatever I want to do. Hmm. grumbling people sometimes. What if God took his message away because people wouldn't listen to the messenger? What if he wouldn't bless us today because we didn't thank him yesterday? Well, we know God don't operate that way. But how do we treat our Maker? How do we treat our Savior? How do we treat his church? Well, we probably got some work to do on that. I hope you're thankful. No matter what you have or you don't have, I hope that this morning you can see in the depths of your being that your source of thanksgiving comes from the Lord. And that we will have a meaningful week of thanking God for all his blessings. Would you stand with me? Our Father, today we're very thankful people. And Lord, that word rolls off of our tongue so easily in prayer, in church, or just praying by ourselves. And Father, sometimes it seems like it's insufficient because we realize we're talking to God Almighty. We know that we're talking to Jesus, the true King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that when we pray, we're bowing before God our Maker. And Father, I pray that we'll all see you for who you are today. I pray that we'll all see the love of Jesus today. I pray we'll see the love of God that you have for all of mankind. And certainly the people gathered right here under the sound of my voice today, that we will see God for who God is. We'll see the love of Christ for his love, for it, what it really is. And that you will help us to be thankful for salvation. To truly be thankful, Lord, for the most important gift we could ever have is to know Jesus as our Savior and our Lord. And God, that we'll be thankful and we'll see the love. And God, we will strive with everything within us and rely upon the blood of Christ and the power of Christ to help us show you we're thankful. To show you we love you. To be the very people of God you've called us to be. So help us to see it today, God. Help us to see that great love and help us to overflow with thankfulness to Almighty God. So, Father, we thank you for all your goodness. And now, Lord, as we go through this week, I pray you'll bless families that may be struggling. I pray, Father, for those on the mountaintop that we will know the source of our thanksgiving, and it's in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.